Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. So great to be coming away once again this morning. Today I have some wonderful things to share with you, and I've titled it, The Four Kinds of Judgments. The Four Kinds of Judgments, and we are going to be discussing this wonderful subject, and explain it for us to understand it. You know, many at times, believers are worried. They wonder whether they will ever go to hell. You know, people wonder what will happen to their lives, what will happen to them in the future. When I die, what will happen to me? You know, a very good understanding of the different kinds of judgments in the Bible will help you become very confident as a believer and help you produce the results that God wants you to produce here on earth so that He can reward you in heaven. There are different kinds of judgments that are emphatically mentioned in the Bible, and I want us to look at them. The first one is the judgment of sin, and the second one is called the Bema Seat Judgment. Then the third one is called the judgment of the sheep and goats. And the fourth one is called the White Throne Judgment. These are the four major judgments that are found in the Bible. Hallelujah. And I want us to pick the first one, the judgment of sin. I mean, some time ago I spoke about the judgment of sin, but I want to speak about it again. If you read in Romans chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "And not as it was by one that sinned, so is a gift." Then it says, "For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification." It says, "For the judgment was by one to condemnation." What judgment was that? The judgment of sin. Because if you read again, it says, "And not as it was by one that sinned." Who is that one that sinned? Adam. "So is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation." What judgment was that? You see, the day Adam sinned. Now, let's look at it very carefully. If you go to Genesis chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 15. Into verse 17. Verse 15 says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." So God told him what will happen when he eats or partakes of the fruit. And that fruit was the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And that God told him that if you partake of it, you shall surely die. In dying, you shall die. And there are different kinds of death. There are three different kinds. The spiritual death, the physical death, and then there's eternal death. So the judgment, the payment for man's sin, or the condemnation, or the judgment for man's wrong or sin is death. If you read in Romans 6:23, he mentions it. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." It means that when you sin, the judgment is that you experience all the three levels of death. Hallelujah. You know, but thank God for Jesus, because Jesus came to pay the price. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to die spiritually. He came to die physically and died eternally so that you and I can be saved. He died, went to hell on our behalf. You know, to die eternally means to be put in hell and hence put in the lake of fire one day. But Jesus went to hell for you and I and came out of the graves. And when he came out of the graves, he came out with you and I as new creations. So if you are born again, then this judgment is not for you any longer. You see, you cannot be judged for sin once again, because sin has been judged in Christ already. When you read in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he says that he was made sin who knew no sin. He was condemned. He was judged for sin who knew no sin. So that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Because of Jesus Christ, you and I are not to be judged for sin anymore. That is why I keep saying to you that the only reason why people keep going to hell, or people are going to hell, is not because they've done something wrong. They are going to hell because of this particular sin that Adam committed, which is inside every man as a nature, who is born of a woman, you see. So, thank God you are born again. If you are born again, this judgment is not for you. This judgment has actually been meted in Christ already. The judgment of sin has taken place in Christ Jesus. And there's no need for anybody to be judged for that sin. Those who are judged for that sin are those who do not believe in the work of Jesus. So when you read in John chapter 16, verse 7, so remarkable. The Bible says that, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I'll send him unto you. And when he's come," verse 8, says he will prove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He's of sin because they believe not on me. He will prove them, or he will judge them of sin because they don't believe on me. Who is me? Jesus Christ. Because they don't believe on me, that is why they'll be judged. Hallelujah. So that is basically what the judgment of sin is. And it has taken place already. If you are born again, you don't need to be judged for sin no more. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we will talk about the Bema, and then we'll talk about the sheep and goats, and we'll talk about the white throne as time goes on. I love you very much. I'll see you again. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.